98.1 KZE. This Friday at the Colony in Woodstock, it's the highly popular James Taylor reimagined set from Bossa Blue. Here to give us a little sneak preview in the KZE studio, please welcome Bossa Blue.
Well, in my mind, I'm going to Carolina. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Oh, in my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Well, Karen, she's a silver sun. You best watch your way and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. The silver tear appearing, now I'm crying. Ain't I going to Carolina in my mind? Ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. Like, hey, baby, the sky's on fire, I'm dying, ain't I? Going to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moon shining? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others hanging around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. It seems that it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I've been going to Carolina in my mind. Well, dark and quiet late last night, you know, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs that bite. Well, signs that might be omens say I'm going, going to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moon shining? And ain't it just like a friend of mine did me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moon shining? And ain't it just like a friend of mine did me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Going to Carolina in my mind.
98.1 KZE, it's Bossa Blue in the studio for James Taylor Reimagined, coming back to the Colony this Friday the 6th. This is so cool. I feel like we've been talking about this for a while, and you've told me all about James Taylor Reimagined, and I finally get to hear it. So thank you for bringing it to the studio today.
Well, thanks for having us, MK. It's a thrill to be here.
Yeah, of course. So yeah. Tell me how this idea came to be to put this spin on James Taylor.
Well, when Bossa Blue started out, I don't know, it was probably 7 or 8 years ago, we were doing like a smorgasbord of covers that were all bossed out and funkied out, just kind of giving a different feel to some great old tunes. And one of my fans basically said, why don't you pick an artist and do a whole show of that artist? And it was like, oh, that's cool. And I thought about it all. Like, I thought of like Zeppelin doing bossa, and I'm like, no, maybe not. But there was like Paul Simon and James Taylor, and this, you know, once we opened the James Taylor book, it's just endless.
It lends itself really well to this style.
Yeah. And you know, so we're able to mess around with the feel of the song, but you know, stay close to the melody, because when we're on stage, I mean, we can see everybody singing.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You don't want to throw them off.
Not too far, but we got to keep them on their toes.
Show is coming back to the Colony this Friday the 6th. Anybody else on the bill or just you guys?
No, they, you know, the colonies changed things up for the winter a little bit. I think what they're doing now is two sets starting at 7. So we were going to have a friend of mine open, but it just turns out let's start earlier, do two sets, and I think there's a DJ afterwards.
Actually, you know what? Now that you say it, I believe the DJ is our very own Dave Kay from KZE.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So this is an extra good night.
Oh, yeah. It's a double whammy KZE night.
We got Brad Cole and Bossa Blue in the studio. Brad, of course, the only one with a vocal mic, so I'm making you do all the talking. Would you like to introduce everybody else here?
Yeah, I would love to. And this is Eric Neese on the keyboards, my buddy Eric Neese. It's so great to hear him. Although, you know, usually we're playing with a big stage with a lot of sound, so it's a little more quiet
in here. It's the studio version.
But he's a brawny player. On the bass is Mark Dan, who lives in Woodstock. And on the snare drum with brushes is Nicholas Schubeck. Again, usually he's got the whole kit, but just because we didn't want to blow the windows out in here.
You know, we work with the space we have here at KZE. But it's a beautiful sounding arrangement, even just like this. And I imagine it's going to sound very full on Friday.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing.
Would you like to hit us with another one?
Let me see. Why don't we... let's try this. There's something in the way she moves, looks my way, calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell she's been with me. She's been with me now quite a long, 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 long time, and I feel fine. Oh, and I feel fine. Every now and then the things I lean on lose their meaning, myself careening into places where I should not ever go. She's got the power to go when no one else can find me. Silent thief, remind me of happiness and good times that I've known. And I guess I just got to know that it isn't what she's got to say, how she thinks or where she's been. To me, the words, they're nice the way they sound. I like to hear them best that way. Doesn't matter what they mean, 'cause she says them mostly just to calm me down. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm with, she's been with me now. She's been with me now. quite a long, 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 long time.
KZE, Boss of Blue in the studio with me for James Taylor Reimagined, bringing the show back to the Colony in Woodstock this Friday, December 6th. Do you have like a personal history with James Taylor that made this particularly appealing to you?
I wish I had stories. I'll make something up at the
show. Oh, I don't mean
show.
Do you know him, just do you like his music?
I don't know. It's, yeah, when I was little, you know, like when I was little, my older sister brought home Sweet Baby James. And, you know, at the time we were listening to Cream and The Who, and this was really a different kind of gentle thing. And it was really nice to be in that gentle space.
Yeah.
And, you know, then everything after that just kind of became very easy to digest for me. And, but I never played it when I was a kid. I never played it on the guitar because it was intense. Mm-hmm. So after I kind of figured out how to play the guitar, then I really went at it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think everybody's got their own intimate relationship with James Taylor.
For sure.
That's what I'm finding.
He's, you know, one of those artists.
Yeah. And people come up to us, you know, during the show and they're like, oh, what about this? What about, and you know, so everybody's got like a story. I'm sure, you know, with the Taylor Swift, people are coming up to you and saying, well,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably a little bit higher pitched for me.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, a little bit, but it's you know, it kind of is what it is. So yeah. So I really connected with the tunes, and then redoing all the tunes because, again, taking a different take on them all has been a real challenge. Well, and now they're kind of second nature.
It's certainly a different take, but it's also a very respectful take, and a take that I think really honors the traditional kind of vibe of the songs while freshening it up a little bit for your band.
Thank you. Well, it's funny because Mark, you know, Mark grew up playing in the scene in New York City. And when Mark was a young man, you know, it was important to know every James Taylor song. Mm-hmm. And because that's how we met girls, by showing our sensitive side by playing James Taylor tunes. And so he knew them all. He knew them all, literally. And then I come up and say, hey, why don't we try this for this? And he's like, what? But Mark is a very good sport, and he's kind of made it happen. And we just have fun with it. Now the more we play this, the more we have fun with it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And also one thing I forgot to mention is Peter Kahlo joins us for these gigs. And
that's
Peter
right.
is just a journeyman guitarist, and he blows us away every time he walks in the room.
Yeah, one of the best. He was here in the studio, you know, time is a flat circle, so I'm not sure exactly when it was. I think it was recent, but maybe it was like a year ago. But just blew all our minds here at KZE.
Yeah,
so that's a great fit.
And he's, you know, he plays electric guitar and he plays, you know, the show is powerful. The show rocks and he has a runway to kind of do what he wants. And it's great. We're all looking at it. We're all playing. We're going, oh my God, this is really happening because he's so good.
Yeah.
So they're all good. These guys are all great.
Bossa Blue in the studio. This is kind of the tiny desk version of the James Taylor Reimagined set. You can see the real thing with the electric guitar and the full drum kit and all the good stuff this Friday, December 6th at the Colony. And if you'd like to, we got time for one more.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do, we're going to play one of our songs.
Oh, nice.
Because Colony, we only have like an hour and a half for the James Taylor material, so the Colony goes two hours. So we're like, you know what? James Taylor is a big enough inspiration on me, so we're going to try
it. It's a double whammy show.
It's a double whammy.
Love that.
So this is a song that we put together called Just Like You. Above the skyline, flying circles of perfection for my eyes, tying ribbons round the sun, the best of the best since we've begun. And as much as you might want to, I'll never be just like you. Well, somewhere in the space we share together lives the ghost of a straight arm and a tether. Ooh, and we'll go another round, keep it safe and sound. But I can't keep my feet upon your ground. Ooh, and as much as I might want to, I'll never be just like you. Diamonds in the Colorado nighttime shine the promise of forever in God's eyes. Oh, now I'm waiting on a change, but they'll just stay the same during my time. And as much as I might want to, be just like you. Ooh, and as much as you might want me to,
Bossa Blue in the studio, 98.1 KZE. Catch them this Friday at the Colony doing James Taylor Reimagined and some original stuff too. Yeah. ColonyWoodstock.com, I believe, is the website. Tickets are on sale now. Highly recommend buying in advance. I know this is a deeply beloved show.
Deeply beloved. Yeah. It'll probably sell out.
7
for good reason.
Yeah, and it's at 7 p.m. It's 7 an early PM. Show. And the food there is great, of course.
Yeah.
So come and hang with us and give us your requests because we pick them up.
Ooh la la.
We love that.
Yeah. It's rare for a band to say we welcome requests.
Oh, we're all on it. All on it. So, totally. Yeah. That's true.
That's this Friday night at the Colony, 7 p.m. Tickets available online now. James Taylor Reimagined from Bossa Blue. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, MK.
Thank you.
We got your community bulletin board and some blasting company up next.